And he said, "Sallu ala sahibikum," pray over your companion. And also similar to this is the wording where the Prophet said about the man who fell into debt. He fell into debt, he died upon that. The Prophet never prayed over him. So be careful, ya akhwan. Debts are not good, wallah. Debts are not good. Live according to your means. في رجل مات وعليه دين فقال صلوا على صاحبك. When he mentioned that narration, قال أبو قتادة أنا أتحمل دينه. I will pay his dain. Abu Qatada said, I will pay his debt. فصلى عليه رسول الله. So after that, the Prophet prayed over him. الله أكبر. حديث البخاري كتاب الهوالة. نعم. ونهينا sorry عن الصلاة على الكفار فلا يصلى على الكافر ولا على المنافق. So we have been forbidden praying over the disbeliever and the hypocrite in belief. The ones who have hypocrisy in belief, they are kuffar. We don't pray over them. ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقوم على قبره. Don't pray over any one of them. مات أبدا ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات. So don't pray over any one of them who's died, meaning disbelievers and the hypocrites in belief. أبدا at all. ولا تقوم على قبره. Nor should you stand by his grave, يعني supplicating for him. Shouldn't do that. So at Tawbah 84. And even Allah said, يعني many of the Brelvis and the people of Shirk, they go to Rasulullah to ask forgiveness. يعني they can't go to Allah. I don't know why. Because they say, we are sinful. Just like, they give you the story of the king. The king, he has servants. To get to the king, you can't go direct. You have to go to the servant. You are bringing Allah like creation. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He can hear what you're saying. And he says, call upon me. So you don't need to bring these aqlani stories, these stories that you make up, yani, and liken Allah to the creation. Go to Allah directly. So these brothers, what do? They say, we are so sinful, we can't really go to Allah. We're not clean. We have to go through a peer, someone in the grave who's so-called righteous. Or we go to Rasulullah, say, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah. Allah said, وَإِن تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. And even you, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you were to give istighfar 70 times for them, Allah won't forgive them. So why did you go to Rasulullah then? To ask forgiveness for you. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, even if he was to give istighfar for those who are not Muslim, it will not be accepted by Allah unless they are Muslim. والصلاة على الكافر والمنافق لا تجوز والعاصي المبتدع ما دام في دائرة الإسلام ولم نجد فيه مكفرا قامت أو مكفرا ومكفرا قامت عليه به الحجة فإننا نصلي عليه لكن ما يصلي عليه عقوبة له. So as for that innovator, we can pray over him, but for the imam, he doesn't pray over him as a uquba, as a punishment for that person, to show that this is what he's got is a wrong thing, is a bad thing. Na'am. Because other people can see that sin that he's got, whether it is debts that he left behind, and that sin that he's got, that he, at the end, we need to finish. At the end, we finish, inshallah. لِيَرْتَدِعْ النَّاسِ. So the people are afraid with that sin. إِن كَانَ عَاصِيًا. If he is sinful. وَعَنْ بِدْعَتِهِ. إِن كَانَ مُبْتَدِعًا. And also if he is an innovator. So the people know that he's got innovation. لكن لا نمنع الناس. We don't forbid the people. And يصلوا عليه. That they pray over him. بل نقول لهم صلوا عليه. We say to them, pray over them. Pray over him. الخاتمة. Lastly, the summary. انتهينا والحمد لله. He says, we have finished. الحمد لله. رب العالمين. And we take all the affairs back to Allah. نعم والله. Never take the affairs back to yourself. Never take the affairs as if you are self-sufficient away from Allah's need. Away from Allah. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, انتهينا والحمدلله. And even the disbeliever on يوم القيامة, as in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, when Allah says, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Even the disbeliever says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ يوم القيامة. Why? Because he knows that Allah is the Lord of all of creation. And he will say, الْحَمْدُ all praise. But what good would that do to him then? Nothing. وقيل صيغة المبني على المجهول وقيل. He said وقالوا وقيل, and it is said. So everybody in that maqam will say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, even a disbeliever, because he realize Allah is Rabbul Alameen. And they will say Ya Rabbana, they will call upon Allah. Intahayna walhamdulillah. And every time we finish a book with Shaykh Ubaid, after reading, always the Shaykh will say at the end, and this is from the fadl of Allah, وَبِنِعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and because of Allah's blessing, the good things end. وَبِهَذَا الْمُرُورَ السَّرِيعِ, and with this quick passing by over this book, نَرْجُ أَن نَكُونَ قَدْ اسْتَفَدْنَا, we hope that we have benefited. وَأَوْصِي نَفْسِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, and I advise you and myself with the fear of Allah, وَالْإِخْلَاصِ لَهُ, and to be sincere to Allah, وَالْجِدُّ فِي تَحْصِيلِ الْعِلْمِ, and to strive in gaining knowledge, وَالْتَمَسُّكْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ, and to hold on to the book of Allah, وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, and the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ, and the methodology of righteous of the predecessors, the pious predecessors. وَأَنَا أَنْصَحُكُمْ, and I advise you بِحِفْظِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, to memorize this book, الْعَظِيمَ الصَّغِيرِ, this great book, concise book. الْحَجَمَ الْكَبِيرَ الْقَدْرِ, صغير الحجم, small in its size, big in its weight and its status and its ability, يعني in its level. أوصيكم بحفظه وتفهمه, I advise you to memorize it and to understand it. ومنه تنطلقون, and from it you go forward. إلى ما هو أوسع منه من كتب العقائد, from those books that are يعني more detailed, from other books of عقيدة. التي دونها أسلافنا, which our scholars have written. رحمهم الله, رحمهم الله تبارك وتعالى, لعلمهم ببكانة العقيدة, because they've done knowledge, their knowledge of the level of عقيدة. If عقيدة wasn't so important, they won't spend time doing it. Not like the misguided groups, they say you can learn عقيدة in 10 minutes. They spend their whole lifetime learning عقيدة, they say you can learn in 10 minutes. How could that be? So عقيدة is first, if you only knew. عقيدة أولا لو كنتم أو لو كانوا يعلمون, if they only knew. عقيدة is the heaviest thing on the scales, if you only knew. ومكانة هذه الأصول العظيمة, and if they only knew the level and the status of this great أصول, this great أصول, fundamentals of this deen. And this is what we advise each other, يا إخوان, be busy in the أصول of أهل السنة. من لم يتقن الأصول حرم الوصول, whoever doesn't gain this أصول, he has lost much, ya إخوان, he has lost much. And so some shabab, unfortunately, they may not give importance to this أصول. This is where ولاء and براء lies, not in the issues of فروع. A ولاء and براء doesn't lie in the issues of فروع, in the issue whether you have a camera outside the masjid or whether you don't. If that is put there because of a burglar burgled the or he smashed and vandalized the masjid, then that is darura, as some of the scholars said. So don't make that an issue of wala and bara. A Sheikh Rabi, one time he opened his chest like this and he said, some people do wala and bara like with this because of the button being done, the top button. If somebody doesn't do it, then you keep away from him. If somebody does it, then you keep with him. These are not issues of wala and bara. Don't have issues of khilaf, and they make them the usul, issues of khilaf, of ijtihadat, whether there's a second jama'ah in the masjid or not, whether you put your hands after ruku' on your chest or not, whether you move your finger or you just point with it or not. These are not issues of usul. Issues of ijtihad, these are. And the one who's right gets two rewards, and the one who's wrong gets one reward. So don't make this your daydana and your shanshana. Don't make this your daydana and your affair all the time, that this is the thing that you're going to split up or you're going to be wala and bara over. Your wala and bara are these aqidah books of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah that mention issues of usul that we must revive in our community. And this is what we love and hate for the sake of. This is what we love and hate for the sake of. Inam. من كتب العقائد التي دونها أسلافنا رحمهم الله تبارك وتعالى لعلمهم بمكانة العقيدة, because they know the affair of عقيدة and how and its level. ومكانة هذه الأصول العظيمة, and the affair of this أصول, this great أصول. وقد تقدم عن أحمد أن من أخل بأصل من هذه الأصول فهو ليس من أهل السنة. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, whoever falls short in any one of these أصول, then he's fallen short. نعم, he's fallen short. He's fallen short from being from أهل السنة والجماعة. But be careful, يا إخوان. Be careful. عالم that's known to be from the علماء of أهل السنة, it's possible he can make a mistake. It's possible. And as Sheikh Abdul Bukhari hafidhullah, he said that we have not known from such and such individual, يعني from the ulama, that they have takabbur and inad from accepting the haq. They're not known for that. The ulama are not known for that, wallah. So we love the ulama and we respect the ulama, and we don't fall short in يعني our love for them. Subhanallah, how could it be when they are the ones holding this da'wah, the da'wah to tawheed and sunnah, and they stood firm in this da'wah, and they are in different parts of the world, walillahi alhamd. فيمكن أن تجعلوا مثل هذه الأصول مقياسا للفارق بين السني الصحيح وبين المبتدع. أيوة. These affairs of أصول, he says, these are the ones that you can make a measure between who's a sunni صحيح and who's a مبتدع and who's an innovator. So sunni صحيح, these are the affairs he's upon. He loves the sahaba. We mentioned that. He's not upon takfir of the kabira, of the major sins. The sunni sahih, we mentioned all these usuls in this past, mashallah tabarakallah, about 23 sittings that we've had with you. This is the sunni sahih. He revives these aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, and he has wala and bara over this. And the mubtadi' is the one who falls short. Maafi mushkila. We can cooperate with the innovators, people of shirk, people of bid'ah, no problem. They are the ones who cooperate with the innovators, the weak ones. وَلَوْ حَسَبَ نَفْسَهُ وَأَدْخَلَ نَفْسَهُ فِي أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ. So even if the person says he's أهل السنة, but yet he's from the innovators, he's not from أهل السنة. فَإِنَّ بِهَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ يُغَرْبَلْ وَيُفَرَّقْ بَيْنَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. Because with his own أصول that he set up, his own أصول, he will end up splitting the Muslims the way from أهل السنة والجماعة. These innovators and these ones who open the doors for the innovators. وَتَعْرِفُونَ أَنَّ مِنْ أُصُولِهِمْ الْوَلَاءُ وَالْبَرَاءُ. And you know from the usul of أهل السنة والجماعة is الولاء والبراء. Love and hate for Allah's sake. مَنْ أَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَأَبْغَدَ فِي اللَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. So your mahabba, ya akhi, should be for Allah's sake. The seven will be under the shade that Allah creates, the shade of Ar-Rahman, meaning the shade of the arsh. Na'am, shade of the arsh on Yawm al-Qiyamah, where the sun will be a mile away, the people will be sweating. Seven categories of people will be under that shade. From them is Rajulan, iltaqa li mahabbati Allah wa iftaraqa ala dhalik. Two men, they met each other upon the love of Allah and they split up upon that. And in the narration in Bukhari, 70,000 will enter paradise without any reckoning. From them are who? He said, the first and the last of them upon the heart of one man. هكذا أهل السنة والجماعة يا أخوان. هكذا السلفيون should be always that they are upon the heart of one man. This love is more than your love of brotherhood, your own brother that you have in your own home. This love for the Salafi to another Salafi. How about for the علماء of أهل السنة؟ نعم نحبهم نجلهم. And we seek forgiveness for their mistakes. تعرفون أن من أصولهم الولاء والبراء. Nowadays, look at wala and bara now. Upside down. Salah salama. Look at it. Cooperate with innovators, Sufis, whatever they are. Upside down. Wala and bara. And wallahi, ya akhwan, unless you sit with the ulama, it's very hard to know wala and bara with books. Very hard. Unless you sit with them and study from them and take from their manners. And take from them. Wa min usulihim. بغض أهل البدع. And from their أصول is that they hate the innovators and they warn against them. وحكد عدد عظيم من أئمة الإسلام هذا الأصل وقرروه. And many of the علماء have mentioned about this foundation and they have repeated it in their books. فنسأل الله أن يثبتنا وإياكم. We ask Allah to make us firm and you على دينه وهديه, upon his deen and his guidance, وعلى سنة نبيه, and the sunnah of his prophet, وعلى التزام بهذه الأصول, and to follow these fundamentals, these foundations, التي أوردها هذا الإمام, that which this imam put forward. في هذه الرسالة الصغيرة الحجم الكبير القدر. In this small treatise, which is small and concise, but it great in its status. وفقنا الله وإياكم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten us لما يحب ويرضى, to that which He loves and is pleased with. وثبتنا على السنة والهدى, and make us firm upon sunnah and guidance. إن ربنا سميع الدعاء ونستودع الله دينكم وأمانتكم. And we leave you in the protection of Allah, in your deen, and to be secure. والله أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق محمد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات. نعم يا أخي. لا لا, الإمام في المسجد. When the Imam is referred to, then it's always referred to أولو الأمر, which are the علماء and the أمراء. This is what it meant by Imam. The scholars and the leaders. That is always when it's mentioned by Imam or Amir. It's always referred, or Umara, referring to the scholars and leaders. Because with those two, there's Salah of the country. With those two, Salah of the country. Naam, ya akhi. Imam Ahmad rahimullah, he said yustatab. You understand? Imam Ahmad rahimullah said yustatab. He's brought to the leader of the Muslims. Not for anyone to go around killing people. This is not for us. The leader of the Muslims, as Imam Ahmad rahimullah says. How do you know that? The hadith is only one hadith we apply, or we look at all the narrations? Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimullah said we didn't understand the hadith until we wrote it from 30 different ways. So bring one hadith and make qiyas upon it. This is how Ahl Bid'ah begin. They make qiyas upon hadith when they don't actually make jama' first. Do jama', gather the narrations. And we know from the narrations and from the aqwal a'imma is that the, as Imam Ahmad rahimullah said, that the person is used to tab. And even if one companion did otherwise, that is not considered to be deen if they oppose the majority, is it? What is deen? Quran, sunnah, and ijma' of the sahaba. That is deen. So Ahl Bid'ah, what they do is, they make one narration, mashallah, khalas, build a dome over it, that's the deen. La ya akhi. Just do jam' of the whole affair. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah didn't come to this conclusion except after what? After jam', after gathering the narrations. Sorry, akhi. Sorry.
I want to know the difference
between those who call themselves Sunnah and the Khawarij. Big difference, akhi. That's what we've just been going over for the past 23 lessons. Who do? Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah says they are upon the sunnah, وَيَجْتَمِعُوا عَلَيْهَا, and they unite upon it. That's Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. They are the Salafiyun, Ahl al-Athar. As for the Khawarij, they are the Takfiris of today and the Takfiris of the past. Their father is Dhul Khawasra. Of course they're going to say, are they going to say we are Khawarij? They're not going to say we are Khawarij. They're going to say we are the Sunni. We are the Sunni, like the ones in Algeria said, نحن سلفية والقتال. They will ascribe, you see, not everybody, كما قيل, كل يدعي وصلا بليلة, وليلة لا تقرهم بذلك. Everybody says, Layla is mine. But Layla says, I'm not any one of yours. And I don't belong to any one of you. So everybody claims that Layla belongs to them. They see this woman, they like her, they say, well, she's mine. But Layla says, I don't belong to any one of you. Naam? So likewise, this is an Arabic saying that they say. So likewise, everybody claims to be upon the sunnah, but not everybody is. Naam? There are traits, ya akhi. This is the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah. Manhaj of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah is already, that's why these books clarify these affairs for us. Is it clear? The Hizb al-Tahrir yesterday, they never used to use Salafi, now say Salafi. Now they say, oh, we are Salafi. They are saying, because now they just understood that this word is a good word. It wasn't a bad word after all. Nah. They found, oh, Salaf, ah, Salafi, ah. It's okay, this one. Which one? They're not banned yet. When they wanted to get banned, when the government wanted to ban them, alhamdulillah, the government yani was right in this matter. When they wanted to ban them, they had a Haytham Haddad and many of those others who go around giving da'wah, they had a petition not to ban them. And this is supposed to be someone who studied under the Mashaykh. What? Not everybody who studies under a Sheikh is from the Sheikh's Tullab. Get that straight. Not everybody who studies under Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen is from the students of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. Why? Because the student of the Sheikh is the one who carries his manhaj. And that is the manhaj Al-Sunnah Jama'ah, the Salafi manhaj. So when this man comes and says, cooperate with the Mubtadi'ah, how can we accept that? How can we accept that? His battalion, you're making difa' upon them. Akhi, Allah musta'an. But you know something, akhi? Don't be surprised. They hide behind these a'imma, they're not with those a'imma. Don't be surprised what they are upon in the future. That they are hiding something far greater than what you see. Enam, akhi. For there are traits, and you can see these traits, akhi, in many of these individuals, and many cannot. And many cannot. That's why Sheikh Rabi' Hafidh sometimes in his house, and somebody, you know, he says a few things. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidh Allah says to him, "We've seen the likes of you before. Hey Allah. We've seen many like you. Like the one who came to his house, this one, who lied. Abu Muslim, he came to his house, he lied. He says, I didn't say the you know, scholars here, the Hanabila to belittle them. I didn't say that. They played the tape and he said it. He said, You see, I didn't say it here, you said it. He said, I've seen many like you. Allah, ya khi, we have to be truthful in our da'wah. Mukhlisun Allah. It's not that easy. But we have to be sincere to Allah. Put our head down and study the deen of Allah. And no doubt, whatever we have studied is very little compared to what the ulama have done. We haven't even scratched the surface yet, akhwan. Really, we have a long way to go, all of us. التارك الجماعة. تارك لدينه مفارق للجماعة. نعم. أيوة. Is anyway, look, there's difference of opinions from the Imma. Some of them say you azzar, like Abu Hanifa rahmullah. I remember there was a narration that Sheikh Ubaid mentions. He says you azzar. He's humiliated and thrown out the country or let to go out the country. So his harm, it doesn't harm the people in the country. So there are different qawl from the Imma regarding the Murtad. Like in we only mentioned to you what Imam Ahmad said, but there are other statements of the A'imma that they're to be fled out of the country and so on, so that their harm does not harm the people. To repent. Anyway, these affairs not for me and you. No, Allah, it's not for me and you. These affairs, we try to look at the narrations to understand, but we're not gonna, you know what I'm saying, apply these affairs. This is for the leaders of the Muslims. They are the ones who it goes back to. No,
you like you said, the Prophet Muhammad didn't pray over a person who was under death. What about if you're not like really sure about the person himself, you know, like in doubt if in the sky was a person of bid'ah, you know,
if you're not sure.
In
general, we have good opinion about the Muslims, huh? Ihsanu dhan bil muslimin, until we know otherwise.
What about the person that doesn't pray? Is it still permissible to pray over
the jama'ah? Depends, there's a big tafsil on the prayer. He doesn't pray out of laziness, out of rejection, it's a big thing, you know. So it's not simple as he doesn't pray, that's it. Maybe he prays sometimes, maybe he prays Jum'ah, maybe he prays in Ramadan, he doesn't pray after, and it's a big, big thing. To call a Muslim a kafir just like that, and you have to establish the hujjah upon him. And every situation is different. That's why no general answers to be given on this. Everybody is specific. General answer, you go make it specific, go call your whole family kuffar, then all of a sudden, mushkila. You're out, thrown out the house, and nasallah salama. You have to be careful. These are ahkam of Allah. No.
You know, like you said,
but we advise them and we tell them to fear Allah if they don't pray, and we encourage them as well, utmost. Allah. Naam, ya akhi.
Earlier you were covering the topic of Rajm Zani. You said, you know, when sometimes they have a pregnancy out of wedlock and then they try and cover up and have a.
No.
You said that, right?
Yeah.
Is that allowed? If they make tawbah, can they get married?
This happened, and a question came to Sheikh Ubaid Hafidullah, and the Sheikh mentioned that yani, it is allowed for them to get married, but when? If she's pregnant, which was the case of this sister, Lahdiha, the case was that she was pregnant. Now they wanted to hide it. Sheikh Ubaid said, no, she has to give birth first. Then she can get married. She has to deliver, because of what you're cheating the Muslims. This child that you have been, that is outside wedlock, this child is not even allowed to be, to inherit from the father and take his name. Rather, he is a walad zina.
Even though
he is walad zina, a child that is of, yani, of zina. And this child of zina, I'm coming. This child of zina, al waladu lil farash. He is only ascribed to the bed, meaning the woman, and he cannot be ascribed to the man. He cannot say father. He can't say abi. It's not his father, even though he came like that, because out of contract, out of wedlock. So this is a man. Sheikh Ubaid said he is only to be called the son of Abdullah, and that is it, the son of Abdullah.
So he takes his mother's name.
He takes whatever other name, doesn't matter. He doesn't take his father's name, nor his surname. Khalas, he's not from his father. Why? Because out of wedlock. Masallah salama. And this happened, and that's what the Sheikh said about that individual. Naam, ya akhi. It's not his father. It's not his father. His father's not. It's not. Khalas. And that's why the woman only loses more than the man. And also the man as well. But she loses a lot. Why? She bring out a child, there's no father, no one to look. She has to bear all the costs and all this. Only for what? Some desire. Which is only short period of time. Short period of time. She says, get married, Yahi. Get married. You can't get married. Be patient. Fast. Naam. As-sawmu junnah. Naam, Yahi. Can they go to? If the shurut al-aqd is there, and from the shurut al-aqd is the wali, she still has to. The woman cannot get married without a wali. لا نكاح إلا بولي. There's no marriage except with the wali. So if the father disagrees, she's a zaniya, continues upon zina until her father agrees that they can get married. She's continued to do zina. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huh? Yeah, the Ahnaf, they now say if you're a matron, you can get married yourself. Ayna al-dalil? Where's the proof? So somebody got married before, she's a matron, so she goes and marries herself. Where's the proof? Ayna al-dalil? The Hanafis, they do it. If nobody will get you married, they'll go to the Hanafi, mashallah, ala tul. What happened to the rights of the wali? The rights of the father and the guardian? Islam guards the protects the families. What do you mean she's from?
She's a river.
No, if her parents are not Muslim, like her father's not a Muslim, he's not her wali anyway. Then who becomes her wali?
The imam.
The imam, yani, the imam of masjid who's responsible. Not some people, not some Allah, we hear stories. Imam masjid said, I'll get you married. Who to? Me. He can do, no problem. But some of these, they play games, you know. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah. Some of them, they play games. And we heard the one on Libid Road. What happened to the one on Libid Road? The A man who divorced his wife 3 times. Now he knows he can't marry her again unless someone else marries her. They divorce her, then he can marry her. So what does he do? He makes a deal with the imam. He says, look, you marry her. Yeah. And when you marry her, then she comes back to me. Basically, you divorce her, comes back to me. Then I marry her. Alhamdulillah, everything's become halal after that. He marries her and he runs off. This happened Leibridge Road in Leyton. Naam, true story. He ran off with the woman. He khalas. This is called love, ya akhi. Cheating.
That's batil, eh?
What kind of batil? Of course, batil. Agreement like that. You marry her, then after you marry her, and you have not just you have to consummate the marriage. Khalas, consummate the marriage. No, she's mine. He's gone and taken her. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man still probably running after her.
You know, one person called another person kafir is gonna fall upon one of them, isn't it? What about in the case when they judge each other by calling one call each other like a munafiq or?
Depends what he means, yaqi. Look, this is akam shar'iyya. It's not easy. Call munafiq. What do you mean, munafiq in belief or munafiq in action? Very, very, very weighty. Allahu alam, which one you mean? Advise him is better, isn't it? Yeah. Adinu nasiha, advise him. Naam, ya akhi. This is a matter. Sheikh Ubaid Hafidhullah said, if it is, the woman should not, first of all, be hasty. Why? Because her father, he's looking for her benefit. If he's not, if he's one of those fathers who actually, they don't like religious people, they don't like, you know, there's a specific situation there. But even that situation, she should try to convince her father. Because what's worse, and what actually happens, and maybe in a worse situation, sorry, she could end up, she gets married, she gets somebody else to be the wali, she gets married, then that man is not righteous, he throws her, after he used her, he throw her away. Neither now she has a husband nor a father. Sheikh Ubaid said that. And he said, be careful, O sisters in Islam, O daughters in Islam, be careful that you become hasty in your marriage. Be careful. Not everybody who claims to be the part is the part. And, you may find somebody I'm upon sunnah and all this, and wallah is the biggest liar. Why? Because he's came to you upon sunnah for what was apparent to you. And wallahi, we have stories that come because we have to take it to mashayikh to get answered. Wallahi, stories, disgusting stories. The man, he marries the sister. Afterwards, what does he do? He goes and has an affair. And this is somebody who called himself upon the sunnah. How? You're going to have an affair. And he kept on having the affair, bringing that other woman to the house, and his wife comes back and sees them together. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ikhwan, these things happen in society. These things happen in society. And so we must be very careful who you marry your daughters to and who you marry your sisters to. Be very, very careful. Tooth for nail you'll be looking. And that's why don't get married over the internet. Or don't get married. How you see the person? And don't get any of your children to enter that. Because the hadith says, man atakum, whoever comes to you, how is he coming to you on the internet? All you have is a name. You might even be, you don't know who it is. Man atakum, man tardawna deenahu wa khuluqahu. Look, not only his deen, but also his akhlaq. How can you see that from the internet? On the internet, mashallah, the sisters are so gullible, man. Wallahi, so gullible. Sometimes they have this sweet talk with the other brothers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's so sweet, she thinks, oh, he's the one. And in the end, it ends up being the wrong one. Why? Because she didn't ask about his deen or his akhlaq from responsible people. And who knows that person in his deen and akhlaq? The ones who travel with him, they spend the nights as well in the same premises as him. The ones who travel, they know his affair. Sometimes you don't know brothers, wallah. You don't know brothers. You go into the masjid, you don't know who's in front of you. Could be dispatches. Even though hey Allah, nowadays you saw an advert in the newspaper. What is it? They wanted the people who speak North African language, you know, to work for them. MI5, that's it. And no doubt, if you know for sure, Sheikh Muhammad Binna says, if you know for sure there is a Khariji, a Takfiri, who's about to blow up a bus, you tell the authorities, no doubt. You don't have to work for MI5 to do that. You don't have to work for them to do that. Do you? If you see somebody is about to blow up innocent people, of course you tell the police. Why? For the security of the well-being of the society anyway. That is what we Muslims believe. We don't want to live in havoc and turmoil in the society. Of course not. So we tell dispatches if they're here. We tell them, this is not Islam. This is not Islam. And if we see anyone on that, we will tell the authorities. And Islam is kindness and peace and calls to that. It's justice. That's what Islam calls to.
So how about the case of when it comes to marriage, and women older than men and younger, marrying an old man, a younger woman?
Sorry, repeat.
The age difference between a woman or a
man. Aywa.
Is it permissible to get married to a younger woman or an older woman?
Rasulullah hasn't got married to old man, he got married to younger. And you just look at the situation. Every situation is different. You have to look at the particular situation. Who's the man? Is he righteous? Is he... You have to look at that. You know? And I'll just say nowadays, whoever it is, akhi, old, young, whoever it is, not that easy, wallah. Not that easy to marry your children off just like that. Wallah, is not that easy. If you have daughters, you have sisters, it's not that easy. Make sure the person you know. Allah is so difficult, because you see, you get so many questions about this, and people doing rubbish things, man. Salah salama. Allah, in the name of Dawah Salafiyya, or name of Sunnah, this is not from Islam. Naam, ya. She's a kafir. She's not a Muslim. And the brother wants to marry her. And she has two kids.
Out of wedlock.
I told you what Sheikh Ubaid said. He said, if she's not, after she gives birth, so that there's no shubha regarding the child, then he can marry from the people of the book, so long as the woman is chaste.
Table
plate. No, is that?
Please.
No, go on.
Well, I'm going to.
Khalas, barakallahu fik.
Wa fik abarak.
Khalas, you get the reward, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yalla, ikhwan, jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanak Allah, alhamdulillah, shalom, salam, salam. Barakallahu fik.
So, Khalas, we'll see you after Eid, inshallah.